Wayang from Indonesia. The concept of wayang comprises various forms of puppetry and dance. Wayang kulit is shadow and rod puppet theater. The figures used in wayang play are made of leather and sometimes of paper or braided rice straw. Some wayang figures are made of wood, such as the three-dimensional wayang golek and the flat wayang klitik. Wayang Wong theater involves real actors. Wong means human. Wayang Topeng is a dance performance in which wooden masks are used. The puppeteer, who is called Dalang in Indonesia, moves all the figures, speaks their text, sings, and directs the gamelan orchestra that sits behind him. During the rod puppet and shadow performance, the Dalang is seated cross-legged in front of or behind a white screen. With a small wooden mallet that is held between his toes, he strikes a wooden chest to set the tempo of the music played by the gamelan orchestra. A burning lamp is mounted between the puppeteer and the screen. In this way, the wayang kulit figures can be seen as shadows on the other side of the screen. Figures that are not being used are pricked into the soft trunk of a banana tree log. The evil characters to the left and the noble ones to the right. The plays are based on stories from two Sanskrit epics of ancient India, the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. Samada Clown is the servant and advisor of gods and aristocrats. He has a big bottom and a large belly, a broad face and only one tooth in his mouth. One of his sons is called Petruk, who has a long nose and a sagging belly. His head is on a long neck that bends forward. The wayang lamp usually resembles the bird Garuda, a symbol of luck and friendship. Garuda is the golden eagle from Indian and Indonesian mythology. Eagles are attributed with supernatural powers. Garuda is half human, half animal, and has the role of protector of the oppressed. Garuda is king of the birds and considered the messenger between the separated worlds of humans and gods. He is the arch enemy of snakes. In Wayang Kancil, another form of wayang kulit, the clever little mouse deer Kancil plays a leading role. Whether it be elephants, tigers, crocodiles or people, little Kancil outsmarts them all.
Proto Seno lawan Sang Dewa Uji.